Being in the sports world, it's very common to have a take and it be wrong. You're almost like a weatherman with how people's careers will turn out. Take the stats and information given and make your best predictions. And when your take is wrong, you accept it and move on to the next take that's hopefully better. Except, this is not that. This is an example of a take that I had that actually ended up landing perfectly. The Cleveland Cavaliers have been the punching bag of the NBA, being that they have essentially made their entire roster consistent of forwards or centers. Except, this seemingly weird decision has allowed them to dominate the league so far this season, consisting of many factors that I had predicted would be at the forefront of the NBA. With so many big men, the Cavaliers have obviously a lot of height on their roster, as we mentioned. But included with height also comes physicality. The Cavaliers are a very physical team that are using their bodies to their advantage and playing the way any big man would be coached to. Crashing the glass, posterizing, swatting balls for blocks, and so on. When playing against the Cavs as a guard or small forward, it's like wrestling against a full team of five above your weight class. This correlates to my next point. The Cleveland Cavaliers are bringing back defense. You heard me correct. The old adage, defense wins championships, is being stimulated and brought back to life predominantly by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their immense size and power have allowed them to essentially build a super team in secret. Everybody underestimates the Cavaliers until they realize it's essentially like making a team composed of Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert, Giannis, AD, and whatever guard you decide to choose. While the Cavaliers may not have that much of a super team with those players, it's essentially the same idea. Four great power forwards, centers, and big men. Again, as I said, the Cavaliers play very physical, which allows them to dominate defensively. I don't want to repeat points, but their height and frame across the roster allow them to deny points and get boards. The Cleveland Cavaliers have been one of the only teams this season to win games while scoring under 100. Multiple times. To put that into perspective, despite being 22nd in points per game, they are currently 3rd in East standings behind the Bulls and the Heat. This is because they have the 3rd best defensive rating in the league, behind only Golden State and the Phoenix Suns. The other night they were able to keep even the Bucks, the reigning champions, under 100 points, and have done the same against the Knicks, OKC, the Utah Jazz, the Golden State Warriors, and so many more. This is because the Cavaliers currently have players like Jarrett Allen. Jarrett Allen currently has the 2nd best defensive rating, 2nd only to Rudy Gobert, the same man who has won Defensive Player of the Year 3 times already. The Cleveland Cavaliers are simply too big to score on, and too big to keep from scoring as well when they want to, doing things like dunking over Giannis himself. This is only further shown in the rookie that they picked up, Evan Mobley. I have said multiple times that Evan Mobley was the best player in the draft that was going under the radar behind Cade and Jalen Green, and should win Rookie of the Year. Currently, Evan Mobley has the 8th highest total blocks this season and 30th highest total rebounds. He's 6th in blocks per game and 27th in rebounds per game. With this, he holds the 6th best defensive rating in the league, even above Joel Embiid. All this in his rookie year. He still got his college body. I can't even imagine where he will be as he develops and only gets bigger. Evan Mobley will certainly make a name for himself as the next great big man. Combining Evan Mobley with the other great big men we discussed, such as Jarrett Allen, who is 8th and 12th in rebounds and blocks per game, respectively, and 10th and 14th in totals this season, the Cavaliers are building a dynasty that will surely be contenders again in a short time. A dynasty built on size, power, and most of all, defense.